Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Power of Two, your local election headquarters, and the polls just opened 2 minutes ago for the Illinois primary election. One of the most heated contests in the bi-state area is a Republican race for Congress.
Let's start the Power of Two. Laura Simon, live in Fairview Heights, looking at what's at stake in the 12th district. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning to you, Blair and John. By the way, just saw a guy already cast his ballot, so it didn't take more than 2 minutes to get in and out. But yes, one of the most heated races is one for Congress. And we are learning that Darren Bailey, of course, he was the Republican candidate who lost to J.B. Pritzker, the Democrat, in the last governor's race. Well, now Bailey is going up against Congressman Mike Bost. And so that is likely the biggest one, at least in the St. Louis area, that people are going to be voting on today in terms of the Republican primary today. And so the Republican primary in the 12th district is characterized as a test of Donald Trump's influence. Recent polls show that Bost is leading Bailey by about 6 points, and Bost endorsement by former President Donald Trump could be pivotal in this primary. Bost stopped in Swansea to rally supporters in his five-stop district-wide barnstorm tour yesterday, with Bailey turning up the heat in his campaign attacks against the five-term incumbent. Bailey had the endorsement of former President Donald Trump as the Republican candidate for governor back in 2022, but of course he lost that race. He was hoping to land the Trump endorsement again, but instead it went to Bost, and that Trump endorsement could be crucial in a conservative district that goes from southern Illinois, from the St. Louis area east to Indiana and south to Kentucky. Both candidates say the migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is the top issue of this campaign, and Bailey is saying Bost is late to the party.
Calls himself a governing conservative. That spells compromise, and that's all the man's done.
I'm a governing conservative. I've worked side by side with Donald Trump.
We will have a close look at all the races happening in the Illinois primary today. Of course, the polls just opened at 6 this morning. They will stay open till 7 tonight. Reporting live here in Fairview Heights this morning, I'm Laura Simon.
There are also two Democrats running for the seat. Attorney Brian Roberts is running against political newcomer Preston Nelson. That winner will go up against either Bost or Bailey in the general election. Well, no excuse voting also begins today in Missouri. That's for the April general municipal election. That starts this morning. St. Louis County voters can vote absentee without needing an excuse. Voters may go to the St. Louis County Board of Election in St. Anne between 8 in the morning and 4:30 in the afternoon. And starting on the 21st, voters can go to one of six satellite sites, which you can find on the St. Louis County website.
6:05 right now. Well, attorneys representing the families of two teens involved in a fight near Hazelwood East High School are now speaking out. One teen is fighting for her life and the other was taken into custody. The Power of Two's Jeff Bernthal reports on the unified calls for ending teen bullying and fighting.
The attorney for the family of Kaylee Gain identifies her as the teen who suffered a fractured skull that resulted in brain bleeding and swelling. She has not gained consciousness since being beaten on March 8th. Her prognosis remains uncertain.
I just feel sorry for the families, both of them. It's just senseless. We need to stop it.
Gain's family is calling for justice to be served through the legal system and calls on the entire community to denounce teen violence and bullying.
I thought that maybe somebody should have been able to do something to help both them.
Ronald and Joanne Williams live in the neighborhood where the fight occurred. Both believe parents, teachers, and community members need to work together to help teens in trouble.
They need help. And if they can't find it amongst the adults, examples, leaders of the community, then they're going to find it somewhere else, which may be in the wrong spot, maybe in the wrong direction.
The attorney for the teen taken into custody said she attended Hazelwood East, was on the honor roll, played in the orchestra, and on the school's volleyball team. His statement reads in part, "I believe all of the facts and circumstances of this incident are not appropriate to discuss at this time when another child is in such a critical condition. I join the call to denounce teen violence and bullying, and most importantly, I join my client and her family in extending our prayers for this family and their child." We've been told by court officials there is a certification hearing pending for that 15-year-old who was taken into custody, which could determine if she is prosecuted as an adult. Reporting from Clayton, Jeff Bernthal, Fox 2 News.
Well, a woman is recovering in the hospital this morning. This is after a driver hit her. She was crossing the highway in Cottleville after the town's Irish Festival. Missouri State Highway Patrol officials say they are investigating the crash. It happened along Highway N at the Darden Prairie Bridge. The Highway Patrol reports a driver hit the 36-year-old woman from behind while she crossed the highway just before 10 at night Saturday. They say the driver, a 59-year-old woman, was arrested for DWI.
Well, a hit-and-run fatality near Soulard renews calls for a solution to what people are calling St. Louis's most dangerous intersections, Gravois and Russell. Police say a woman was hit by a driver headed east on Gravois. This woman's identity has not yet been released. An employee at the Conoco gas station across the street says police have reviewed their surveillance cameras, which did record Sunday's hit and run. Police have not released any information about a suspect as of yet.
A road rage incident last week sent a 62-year-old man to the hospital. He was shot in the neck right outside of a downtown St. Louis daycare. Now a nonprofit is committing more than $500,000 to boost police patrol in that area. Our partners at the Post, they report the St. Louis Police Foundation is committing $640,000 to pay for extra police patrols in downtown. That money would pay officers $70 an hour to work a second shift there, $20 more than police officers' typical overtime pay. Aldridge says the money is not a bad idea, but more will have to be done in the city as a whole.
Well, a big fire last night at a former North St. Louis Catholic church. It was a historic one. Firefighters were called to the former St. Augustine Catholic Church on West Hebert and Lismore Streets. Huge flames were shooting out where that roof once was located. Firefighters cautiously worked outside of the church in case of a potential collapse. And they were still there early this morning, putting out hot spots. St. Augustine's Church has been the scene of two other fires in the past. The official cause of this one is not yet known.